Thank you. Thank you. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. One more time. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all on flame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. Oh, it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Are you glad? I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah! One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Though these people may not learn it, nor boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and they're telling now both far and wide His power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in that upper room all praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire for service came. And what He did for them that day, He'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Woo!
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep the soul unclean. Oh, it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Clap and join me.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Amen. How happy are you that you're one of them? Amen. You know, every time I hear that song, my mind has to go back to one day. Take your mind there in Memphis, Tennessee.
Amen. Amen.
And here's a black woman sitting at the gate. And she's looking down the road.
Oh, yes.
And here comes up a little man with a little brown hat on, come walking down the street singing, I'm one of them, I'm one of them. And she says, hello, parson. He says, do you know my name? She goes, no, sir, I don't. But she, I'd be like that Shunammite woman. She said, and I asked God, where's your Elijah? Amen. Told her, he says, you just stand right there. I'll send him by. He said, how did she know me? Because she was one of them. Can say that. Amen. Only his bride is one of them. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Yes, sir. Thank the Lord. Happy to be here tonight. Are you happy for the revelation of Jesus Christ that he's given you? Amen. Do you want more of it, though? Amen. That's our cry to him. Give me more, Lord Jesus. I want more of him. Have you been reading your church age book?
Amen.
Oh, if you ain't, you've just barely been missing out. There's so many nuggets. We've been back there talking a little bit earlier, and it's like, man, I want to read this quote. I want to read this quote. I want to read this quote. Pretty soon you do highlights, and my pages are solid yellow. It's just all good. There ain't nothing bad in it. It all has something to say to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said that it's just so important in this day and time, that revelation that's coming forth to the bride in this end time. And for us is more than ever, I believe, is preparing ourselves, getting ourselves ready, then that revelation comes forth. And it's something when the bride gets together, as he said, those licks of fire comes together, that revelation going forth, and that he allows us to be part of it. Amen. Did you enjoy the agape displays yesterday? That are out there streaming, we'll be by your town to show you the Agape Tour, to show you what God's doing. It's been hard to keep a secret for 4 years, but we did that because Brother Branham says that you got to be careful, you got to watch out. He says, when you let the devil know what's going on, he battles you. And so we knew, and it's been a battle, and it continues to be a battle. But we want to be like we said on the video, we pray. This finishes the job.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Won't that be wonderful? Going to be such a blessing to the bride of Jesus Christ overseas, and as the brothers explained to you just a little bit about it, to what everybody becomes a distributor, everybody is able to transfer that message from one to another, and what time, and to be able for the bride of Jesus Christ is truly a vision come true that God knew before the foundation of the world, that this technology, and we have to believe that. Brother Branham said that's the reason this tape recorder was invented, is to record this message to store the food for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Where would we be right now if he hadn't have done that? We'd be scattered. We'd be what we're hearing about. And the denominations backslidden back into the world and everything else. Another denomination again. That's right where we would be. But God, He stored up that food. He let that tape recorder be invented so that we can hear for ourselves exactly what He said. He said it doesn't need no interpretation. God, there's the interpreter He used right there. Amen. He sent a prophet so He could speak through that Holy Spirit to His bride, to call out His bride. And then here we're feasting upon that word. And how wonderful is to go over again. We all have a part. Yes. He says we all have a ministry. Yes. Listen to this. And every person in the church has an individual ministry. Yes. And that individual ministry goes together with the rest of the ministry to edify the bride of Jesus Christ. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. I can be a part. You can be a part. We're all a part. Amen. It's so wonderful in this message. There is no big me's and little you's in this message. I've just got to find my positionally placed what the Lord wants me to do. That's what you've got to do, whatever it is. And that's what we're doing. Lord, where do you want me to do? What position you want me to be in? He says, get in it and stay in that. It's just as important for a housewife raising children than it is Brother Joseph to be behind this pulpit.
Amen.
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 That's what I believe. Because He said you got to find your place.
Yeah. Amen.
He said He loves that drunk He saved a few minutes ago just as much as He loves me. We're all children. If you're all fathers and mothers, which child do you like the best? You can't. You can't do it. He loves us all equal.
Amen.
And so once we find our place, He wants you. That's my child. You're doing exactly what I want. And He says, what comes with it? Suffering. One of the things that we just learned, He talks about love. He says, we just think love is, oh, well, how would God love and let all this torment happen? He suffered. We have to suffer. We have to suffer to prove ourselves who that we are. He said, that's real love. And so a mother that day in, days out, raising your child, doing whatever that you, God's called you to do, that's the perfect will of God in your life.
Yeah.
Then that's when the tutor, he reports back. He goes, man, he's acting and she's acting just like you, Father. They're praying more. They're in the Word. They're praising you. They're singing to you. They're reading their Bible. They're testifying to the world that they're one of them. They're just like you. And he goes, now they're coming along. Now they're getting ready. And is that the report you want, Father, the Holy Spirit, to be sending back to him? Amen. He says that they ain't got no more grudges.
Amen.
Is there any grudges out there? No, we got rid of them, didn't we?
Amen.
He says there's no meanness, no grudges. And again, I think that's important. We talked about that just this Wednesday, is that where it is. We look at the big things sometimes. And it's the little things that so easily beset us that gets in our way. We think, man, I'm doing pretty good. I don't do none of that stuff. I'm pretty good. It's the little things that easily beset us that we get upset. We get mad. We hold something against somebody or get our ideas. Father don't like that.
Amen.
That's what we want out. That's what I want out. And confessing to you, I want that out of my life, Lord. I don't want that. I don't want to be like that. He knows I'm human and I make mistakes. And you're going to make mistakes. He said that's how he perfects his bride. When you make a mistake and you make it right, that's when that tutor reports back to him. He's just like you. He's just like you. He failed. He saw it. He made it right. He's just like you, Father. So it's not that you made a mistake. Oh, he failed and made a mistake. It's when you make it right. That's when you make it proud. He makes proud of you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We've been hearing about revealing his word in the messengers. And who's the first church age messenger?
Paul.
Paul to the
Ephesians.
And the second messenger? Irenaeus. It wasn't Polycarp?
No.
No, Irenaeus. Amen. And he says, what did that mean that to the Samaritans? He says, it was bitterness. He says that they got away from the word. He says that they wanted bishops and they wanted priests and they wanted some hierarchy to come in there. And he says, even the believers that started in that generation, they started going back. He says, they started moving into that. And he says, that's what they wanted. And he says, that was the Nicolaitan spirit moving into the church. And he said, they hated it. And he says, so do I. He says, I hate it too. But it's also, too, is one of the things, it's a big thing with inside of the message believers that we have. And that is that sometimes people get the wrong idea. And they think that, you know what? It's either my way or the highway. You got to believe it like I believe it or you're wrong. That's wrong.
Amen.
That's wrong. That's not what that prophet said to do. He said you can't be that way. The big misunderstanding is Brother Joseph's against the ministry. I'm ministering right now. This is a ministry. So how can I be against it? I believe in this church that we want to listen to the tapes. That's what we want to listen to. But does that make them wrong if they don't? No. It doesn't make them wrong. They have to do as they feel led of the Lord to do. They're men of God that give their life for this message and believe this message. And I was reading it the other night, if you heard it, when I heard it, I thought, Brother Branham, I want to tell the church that, and I want you to tell it for me, because we believe what he said, and this is what we want to line up to with what he said. He says, I stand right between the two groups.
Amen.
He says, and say, we are brothers. Don't care what. I don't care if a man disagrees. Don't make one speck of difference to me. He's still my brother.
Amen.
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 Amen. He says, I got a brother likes apple pie. He says, I like cherry the best, but I ain't going to disfellowship him. He can eat his apple pie and I can eat my cherry pie and I'll put calf slobbers on top of mine. Me too. And if he don't want it, why, he can have it. You know what it is, that whipped stuff they put in there, you know, all whipped cream. I like it. He says, getting too old now to eat it, but that's what I like. And if he don't like it, he don't have to eat it. That's right. I'll eat mine, but he's still my brother.
Amen.
And he says, also, he says, I like that. He says, I like fellowship. But when we draw lines like this and say, no, this is our denomination. This is our denomination. When you say, you don't see it my way, that's no. He says, that's a denomination.
Amen.
You don't want to do that. He says, it won't reach over and shake hands with the next man and say, God bless you, brother.
Yeah.
My. That's when you can fellowship. When you don't have to get that root of bitterness, just like the Samaritans got back there, and you cause the same thing. So we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But we believe faith cometh by
hearing
the
word.
And the word came to the
prophet.
That's what we all believe.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So thankful. That's what this message does.
Yeah.
It brings the bride together in unity. That we believe in one thing. God sent a prophet. And that's what we believe. That's what brings us together. And it is as we go through each one and in our time that it is. We hear about Paul. We hear about Irenaeus. We hear about Martin. We recognize who the messenger is for our day.
Amen.
He says that's the true revelation right there.
Yes.
He says that's how you go with that devil when he comes. He says the true evidence of the Holy Spirit when you can say amen to every word.
Amen.
Do you believe every word that that prophet brought? Do you believe every word?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I do too. I believe every word. Praise the Lord. We'll be seeing, we got a baby dedication. So if we bring the little one in here.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring.
Think this is going to happen. Thank you, Lord. Ah, no, Mommy. I tell you what, why don't you guys just walk right up here? Now, sweetheart, turn around. Look at all that hair. Let's all bow our heads in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is to come before your throne, Lord. Father, as this precious couple comes up here, Lord, bringing this sweet little love gift that you've given into their hands and into the family, Lord. That, Father, what a privilege it is to hold in my hands and unworthy hands that they are, Lord, to be here to representing you, Lord. And Father, they come to give her back to you, Lord Jesus, for they know that's the only thing to do, Lord, is to place her into your hands. For you, Lord, to be with her all of her life, Lord, to watch her, to protect her, to be there. That we do the best we can, Lord, but we always want you to be there, Lord. And Father, we just bring her before you, Lord, in dedication, Lord. May you bless and be with her. May her life be an example to other young Christian girls, Lord. May you bless this family, Lord, and the rest of their family, their children, Lord. And may you always be the welcome guest in their home. May they always place that word first before their children, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with them now, Lord. And Father, we commit her now into your hands, Lord. We give her back to you for a life of service. Bless and be with her now, Lord Jesus, as we commit this all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we all say, amen. Forgot to ask her name.
Lois Joanna.
Lois Joanna. God bless you.
Bless you, bless you. Well, bring them in.
Oh, we got one more. Can I hold you? Oh, yeah. Maybe. Hello, dear. And what's your name?
This is Abigail Josephine.
Abigail Josephine. Hello, dear pretty thing. She got candy, too, but I don't think I'm going to get it. Let us all bow our heads. Gracious Lord, come before you once again, Lord. What a privilege it is, Lord Jesus. Father, to bring this little token of love. Lord, how unworthy I am to hold one of your little child. Lord, I just pray that you just be with her, Lord. Father, may you bless her all of her life, Lord Jesus. May you keep her hand, your hands upon her, Lord. May you lead her, guide her, and direct her, Lord. May she always turn to you, Lord. May she always know that, Lord, no matter where she goes or what she does, that, Lord, you're right there with her, Lord. May you bless the family, Lord Jesus. May they raise the child in the admonition of your word, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with them now, Lord. We take her now and we commit her back into your hands, Lord, for a life of service, Lord. May she grow up to be an example before the other young people that they can look at her and her life, Lord. And Lord, take courage that they see a child of God. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We commit her now into your hands for a life of dedication. For we ask it in the lovely and precious name of the Lord Jesus. We all say amen. Amen.
Bring the little
go once to Jesus. Can we all stand? We want to go to prayer now. Invite the sweet Holy Spirit to come and to be with us. So we know that He's here.
Amen.
You know that He's here?
Amen.
Is He with you everywhere you go?
Amen.
Aren't you happy for that?
Amen.
What would it be like to walk around in this world and you didn't have Him there all the time right next to you? Can you imagine? That's not life. That's not living. But you do. You have Him there constantly all the time. That Holy Spirit just always there. You can always feel Him. So wonderful. How precious He is. And then He gives us this opportunity to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ and to worship Him and to hear His stored up food. How wonderful it is. We want to bow our heads and we just want to think of Him and meditate upon Him. Thank Him for His grace and His mercy. All that He does for us.
Amen.
We want to welcome Him to be here with us. Let Him know you're welcome, Father. You're welcome. Welcome here with us tonight and everywhere we go. Lord, make us to be more like You.
Amen.
Father, we've all come together now to join our licks of fire together.
Amen.
To come before Your throne. Because we all have needs, we have prayer requests, we know He is going to answer them. Because we know He cannot fail. And we believe that we are that royal seed of Abraham. Do you believe that? With the depths of your heart, Lord, I believe it. I accept it. I am Your child. I am a royal seed of Abraham. You predestinated me. You foreordained me for the foundation of the world. You knew I'd be here tonight. And Father, I believe with all my heart, when I call upon Your name and I ask for something, I shall receive it. We're so thankful for it. We have some requests that's come in. Our brother Coffey, that he's got a gallbladder attack. We want to remember him. He says he's been in a nursing home and he needs strength and therapy. Then we have our brother R.C. Buxton. He has some problems. Our brother Ben Phillips. It's an unspoken request. And then we have for our brother Don Middleton. He needs a touch from the Lord. And we've also, as one of our own, our brother Trevor is going to be traveling and is going to be going into Ghana and Burkina Faso because the Lord's called him there. It's dangerous over there. And this church wants to reassure you, my brother, that we'll be praying for you, that God would be with you, lead you, guide you, direct you, and protect you. As you take the word there, and our prayers will be with you. And we all have needs. And let us just lift up our hand and say, Lord, You know what my need is. And we know that You're going to meet it, Lord Jesus. You're going to meet it tonight, Lord. And we just want to reach out and touch You, Lord Jesus. And hold on to You, Lord. And never let You go. Be with our requests. Be with us, Lord. Make us to be more like You. And forgive us of the little things that so easily beset us and draw us closer to You, Lord Jesus. Grant it, precious Lord. Let's just sing our little song now as I ask our brother Samuel if he'll come up here and take these requests before the Lord Jesus. Reach out and touch the Lord. As He goes by, you will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cries. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply.
Heavenly Father, we love you tonight with all of our heart. We just thank you, Lord, for your power to heal us. We thank you for your power to save us. Lord, before the foundation of the world, you elected us, Lord, and predestinated to be sons and daughters of God. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. Thank you for this message and the messenger that you sent in this generation. Lord, we love you, Lord. And we dedicate ourselves tonight, Lord, for the hearing of your word. Lord, grant unto us revelation, Lord, as your prophet said that that's what we needed. And Lord, we dedicate ourselves as we hear it, Lord. Your prophet told us that we don't have to produce the word. Lord, what you want is you want us to receive your word, to believe your word, and to obey your word. Lord, we love you. That's what we want to do, is we want to open our heart to you tonight, Lord. Lord, just fill us, Lord. We invite you, Lord, to just come to us, Lord, and minister to us and give us those things that we have need of, Lord. And the greatest thing, Lord, is we just want to be more like you, Lord. Forgive us for the little things, Lord, where we failed you, Lord, but we just stand right back up, Lord, as our brothers declared to us, and we make it right. We say, Lord, we love you, Lord. Put a smile on our face. We're a child of the King, and we just keep marching forward, Lord. We love you with all of our heart, Lord. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for predestinating us, Lord. And for each hand that went up, Lord, for each family represented here, Lord, we just commit ourselves to you, Lord. Lord, you're perfect. You don't make mistakes. Be with our brother Trevor as he travels, Lord, and bless and be with him and protect him, Lord. And Lord, just may the believers be blessed, Lord. We love you with all of our heart. We commit the rest of this service into your hands, Lord. It's all in your hands. It's in your care, Lord. We thank you for caring for us. Thank you for loving us, Lord. We love you with all of our heart. Thank you once again for this great message, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Just reach out. Touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen. You may be seated. Such an honor and privilege to be back in the house of the Lord. So exciting to see all your faces yesterday and the wonderful time we had at the Agapo tour. And excited for what the Lord has in store for us tonight. How many knows that there is power in the blood? How many is thankful for that? Amen. And would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, oh power in the blood. And would you o'er evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, yes, power in the blood. And come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power,
Power in the blood. Power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power, precious blood of the Lamb.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to gather together, Lord. And Father, like Brother Branham said, to catch the vision means to recognize what God is doing in our day. Father, may each one of us recognize what you're doing, Lord Jesus. We ask that you bless these tithes and offerings for their intended purpose. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Power, wonder-working power in the blood. For Jesus, your King, there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. And would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Well, there.
What have I to pray? What have I to pray? One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us, His glory revealed.
Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sin far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious day. Sins, my Redeemer is he.
Hands that healed nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me.
Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Glorious day, glorious day.
One day they let him, one day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose over death he had conquered.
From rising again,
rising again. He loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
Thank you, Brother Trevor and Eamon family. Oh, glorious day. Living, he loved me. Oh, I just appreciate that. And it's this little chorus that we sang once before. It's, oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire. How many wants God's bosom to be their pillow? Amen.
Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Just hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of
sister.
Oh, our loving sister, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Oh, hide me,
stand, our loving brother.
Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Just hide. Such a beautiful light, it comes where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the such a beautiful light, it comes where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of of
presence is so wonderful. We thank you for his grace and his mercy. And once again, we have come to that time of the service when we have made him feel welcome, and that he knows that he's around his children that love him and have come prepared to hear his word that he's about to give to them. I pray that Papa God is happy. I want him to be happy. I want to rest in his bosom when the world's on fire. I want him to draw me closer to him. Father, open up our hearts tonight. This word, just make it alive in our hearts, Lord Jesus. We're doing the best that we can, Lord. We love you. Just help us. Hold us in your bosom tonight, Lord. Open up our hearts, our ears, our whole, our souls, Lord Jesus, to hear your word. May it go deep in our heart, Lord Jesus. Every word is precious to us, Lord. For we believe it is your word, Lord. And we're ordained to hear it, Lord. Let nothing hinder us. Get everything out of the way, Lord Jesus. Every thought, everything that there is besides you, Lord, let it disappear, Lord, so we can just bask in your goodness, Lord. We just hold you and we worship you, Lord. And now, Lord, we want to welcome you through your prophet to come and to bring us that word of eternal life. For it is life to us. It is spiritual food in due season. It's what we need to live, Father. We can't live without it, Lord. We need it, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, Lord. Let us sing, Only Believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, and all things are possible.
May be seated. It's my privilege once again to bring to this pulpit tonight God's prophet and messenger.
Amen.
To bring us the Sumerian church age that we know that was hidden for over 2,000 years. Amen. That no one knew until this end time. Amen. And then he's bringing it so it can be revealed to his bride, you. Amen. In this last day. God bless you. Here's our prophet, Brother Branham.